Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This
has some heart.
Is Fox Football Saturday.
Breaks another tackle at the 10. He's in. Touchdown.
You're listening to Fox Football Saturday. And this is the first half of the best football coverage on the radio.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's bring us home.
Your football teams are repped here. Fox Football Saturday is now. Live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, here's Jonas Knox.
Thank you. It is Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. That was smooth. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app, and you can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across this country and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Saturday morning into the afternoon. We appreciate you doing so. We're going to take you all the way up until 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 o'clock Pacific, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So the big game that is currently going on in the world of college football, as you heard Brian Finley talk about at the top of the hour, and we will keep you updated on this throughout, is on Fox at the Horseshoe in Columbus, where unbeaten Ohio State's got a 20-17 lead over Michigan. This is number two hosting number three, and let's call it what it is. If Michigan wins this game and then wins the Big Ten championship game, no offense to anybody on the other side of that conference, which they're probably going to easily, then Michigan's going to the college football playoff. If Ohio State loses this game, there's still the possibility that Ohio State could get in. Now, Ohio State would need a lot of help in a bunch of different directions, but I still think that people value the non-conference, them opening up against Notre Dame, et cetera, more so than Michigan. So if Michigan wins, they're in. If they lose, they got no shot. But there still is hope for Ohio State. What's also evident is that Ohio State had probably been hearing from their coaching staff the entire offseason about how many yards they gave up on the ground last year in Ann Arbor. And it was close to 300. And so they made it a point. We are going to stop Michigan from running the football. And they have done so because Michigan's got 11 carries and 10 yards in the first half of this game. Blake Corum is basically a shell of himself. He's out there. He's carried the ball a couple of times. He's got a knee brace on. He's out there in spirit. He's not the player that they need him to be. But J.J. McCarthy is throwing the ball well. Michigan's got a couple of long touchdown passes. They are more competitive in this game through the air than I think anybody thought. They looked at them as one-dimensional. But here we are, the Michigan Wolverines, only down 3 at the half. We will keep you updated on this game throughout the course of the show. Now, with that being said, did you notice something that the NFL did? Right? If you've been paying close enough attention and looking ahead, you notice something that the NFL did, and you notice something that NBC and Sunday Night Football did. So when the flex scheduling came out, it was to give NBC the ability to take the best game in the late afternoon window and move it to primetime later in the year. Because, look, sometimes you think a couple of teams are going to be much better than they actually are, and next thing you know, you're looking at a primetime game, and it's like Carolina and Denver, and you're thinking to yourself, Christ, we assume that these teams are going to be better at this point. Let's go ahead and move them somewhere else, and let's pull a couple of better matchups, or a couple of better teams, rather, into the primetime, and let's get an actually decent football game to finish up our football Sunday. Now, that's normally how it's done. And so, I saw this pop up over the last few days, and this might have skipped by everybody. This might have just passed through everybody because they're so focused on the holiday and they're so focused on this weekend and they just want to get through Black Friday and they're scouring their credit card receipts to make sure their wife hasn't blown through all of their credit cards and their savings and all that for Black Friday shopping. And so people are probably just busy and not paying close enough attention. But I spotted this. So the NFL and Sunday Night Football and NBC, they let a deadline pass. There was a deadline to flex the Sunday night game next week, and they let it pass. And you're thinking to yourself, well, why would you let it pass? I mean, in the late afternoon window next week, we've got Dolphins 49ers. We've got Chiefs Bengals, rematch of the AFC title game. I mean, Miami San Francisco, there's storylines galore in that game. Mike McDaniel going to Miami, Kyle Shanahan, the close relationships everybody has there, the friendships they've got. You're looking at those two matchups going, you got storylines with Miami and San Francisco and their good football teams, and you've got storylines with Kansas City and Cincinnati, both good football teams. They were in the AFC title game last year. Why would you not want either one of those games in Sunday Night Football? Oh, because you've got Cowboys Colts. Now you're thinking, yeah, Indianapolis isn't very good. I mean, Jeff Saturday's there and Jim Irsay's a wild child, but who the hell knows what Indianapolis is going to roll out? Matt Ryan's a shell of himself. So what are we talking about here? No. But you got the Dallas Cowboys. You got Jerry Jones's brainchild. When Jerry Jones bought this team and realized, I'm going to make them a brand. And that's exactly what he's done. Need further proof? What were you doing on Thanksgiving? In fact, don't even answer that question. I'll answer it for you. You were watching Cowboys Giants on Thanksgiving. You want to know how I know that? Because over 40 million people watched Cowboys Giants on Thanksgiving on Fox. It's the most watched regular season NFL game on any network. It topped Giants 49ers, which was a Monday night game in 1990. That's how many people watch that game. Now, you can also attribute it to New York, and the Giants are a much better team than anybody thought, and it's a big market, et cetera, et cetera. And listen, you could also speak honestly and say, at that time of the day, I'm tired of my family. Okay, I've had enough. That time of the day, I'm tired of my family. I just want some alone time. I want to watch some football. I want to drink a few beers. I want to pretend like I'm full, and I'm going to go into the other room and pretend like I'm taking a nap. Meanwhile, I've got a flask in the side pocket. Okay, I got a 22-ounce beer, one of those bombers. You know, there's a difference. You got your regular 12, you got your 16, and then you get to the bomber route, the 22, and then you've got your tall boy, which is the 24. And then when you get to the 40-ounce level, then you probably got problems. It means you're probably short on cash, and also you've just given up all hope. Not shaming, nothing wrong with a 40-ounce. But you got to rifle through those for them to stay cold by the time you get to the bottom. So you got people that are tuning into these teams watching football on Thanksgiving like we've never seen before. Now, big picture, it's the NFL. That's how popular this sport is. It's why when people try and work in NBA storylines and crap, it's like, dude, you guys think people care about the NBA way more than they actually do. And I love the NBA too, but that's just a reality. So big picture, this is the NFL. Smaller picture, but still on a bigger scale, the Dallas Cowboys. This is why Jerry Jones floats out headlines and floats out storylines during the season. Why do we care about Odell Beckham Jr. signing with the Dallas Cowboys? We don't even know if he's going to be 100% at all this year or ever again. He's a great player. I love Odell Beckham Jr. But let's be honest, it's not like Dallas needs him. They've got talent at wide receiver. You see CeeDee Lamb? Now, for some reason, that wasn't a touchdown, but who knows? Dallas is fine. But Jerry Jones, knowing Odell Beckham Jr. and the brand power and all this stuff, yeah, I'll float it out there. Mike McCarthy's got to answer questions about his job security as he's coming into the season. And then Jerry Jones is looking around going, yeah, I'm not sure why that's a conversation. You made it a conversation, dude. Jerry Jones has mastered the ability to sell you on a franchise that hasn't won anything of substance since the mid-90s. I've said this before on the show. The Dallas Cowboys have been to fewer conference championship games in the last 20-plus years than the Jets and Jaguars. And 40-something million people tuned in to watch that team play. It's the power of the NFL, it's the power of the Cowboys, and it's the brainchild of Jerry Jones. We keep thinking, why are the Cowboys still being talked about? Why do shows talk about the Cowboys even when they're bad? They can suck, and it's still a storyline, and that proved out on Thanksgiving. Or, like I said, maybe you were just sick of your family. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. You can get me on Twitter, @TheJonasKnox, @TheJonasKnox on Twitter, and you can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. So we're going to have the usuals coming up later on. We're going to have another edition of Do You Care? We've got the scraps. We got some Knox Locks. Back-to-back winning weeks in Knox Locks. We've got week 12 coming up here that we'll have for you later on in the show as well. All right, but coming up next, though, there is somebody who made a decision in the world of football, and when they made this decision, I'm hoping they asked one question. I'll tell you what that question is right here on FSR.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. What happened to the Christmas music, by the way? Sam, isn't there an edict handed out that we got to do Christmas music?
No, it doesn't start till Monday.
Oh, come on.
Hey, we'll be fine. I think we can do for a few less days of Christmas.
Hey, by the way, can I make a request? Can I get like the classic Christmas music, like the traditional stuff?
No.
None of the crap that people try and force. It's like Slayer's got to have a Christmas song.
I'm doing all metal Christmas music. It's going to be all metal versions.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
It's the only way we keep it interesting around
here.
It's
so lame. It's so lame.
No, it's not. You know what's lame is playing the ones we hear all the time for years and years.
Yeah, those are the classics.
I'll play those like the week of.
There's a reason those have been around for a long time.
Instead, you gotta feel warm.
You got to roll out like some crummy metal band like In Flames playing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hell yeah.
God.
Come on now.
Brutal.
No, we're going to rock out.
So coming up in, we'll call it a little over 10 minutes from now. We're going to hand out our award. Listen, a lot of people think we're too negative on this show. That's not true. We hand out awards. We give out the good stuff here, a little stocking stuffer, if you will. That'll be coming up a little over 10 minutes from now. And it does involve two NFL teams that met in a Super Bowl not that long ago. So we'll get into that for you here again about 10 minutes from now. By the way, football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff presented by BetMGM every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff. Tune in Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m., 7 o'clock Pacific, as we take you live all the way to kickoff on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app presented by BetMGM. So, Michigan still trailing Ohio State, but has the football early on in the second half, 20-17 Buckeyes lead. And elsewhere, the Palmetto Bowl between Clemson and South Carolina. Clemson's got a 23-21 lead over South Carolina. That, too, in the second half. So we'll keep you updated on that as well. Matt Rhule is now employed. Matt Rhule is taking the Nebraska job. Now, this was something that was thrown out there that this was one of the top jobs available. And when Matt Rhule was done in Carolina, he was probably going to get another opportunity at one of these top jobs that were available. So good for Matt Rhule. The situation in Carolina was what it was. They never got the quarterback figured out. Ask Nick Saban. Yes, Nick Saban, why did you leave the NFL and take the Alabama job? They never got the quarterback figured out. Drew Brees was there. They chose Dante Culpepper. Nick Saban wasn't a bad NFL head coach. A lot of people think he was. He was not. You can go back and look at it, and Nick Saban did have some success there, and Miami was a competitive team. But the Alabama job opened up. He took the Alabama job. He became the greatest coach in the history of college football. No offense to anybody out there who thinks otherwise. It's a fact. And so Matt Rhule, they never got the quarterback figured out in Carolina. Of course, they probably will now because they're going to be picking high enough in the draft and there's some studs in this quarterback draft class. And so Matt Rhule is on his way to Nebraska and he agrees to reportedly an 8-year deal. And you're thinking to yourself, man, that's a long contract for Matt Rhule. Like Matt Rhule just left a 7-year deal with the Carolina Panthers, didn't work out. Now he's getting an 8-year deal from Nebraska. My God. And if I were Matt Rhule, I don't care what they would have offered me. I would have had one question for the Nebraska Cornhuskers and for the people up top making decisions in Nebraska. I'd say, If I go 9-4 or 9-3, if I have a 9-win season, would you consider that successful? Like, if I have a 9-win season, am I going to lose my job? Like, if I have, I don't know, like, if I'm 40 games over 500 during my tenure, am I going to get fired? And Nebraska would look at him and say, well, no, you're not going to get 40 games over 500. Why would we fire you? Matt Rhule should say, oh, because that's what happened to Bo Pelini. So I was just wondering. Because when Bo Pelini was here, it wasn't good enough. I mean, Bo Pelini had winning season after winning season after winning season. Not good enough. You got to go, buddy. I mean, this is like, we're not revisionist history here. Bo Pelini, 9-4, 10-4, 10-4, 9 wins, 10 wins, 9 wins, 9 wins. Not good enough. You got to go. Okay. Winning record in bowls, but okay. He's got to go. And ever since then, Nebraska's been looking around going, why can't we get any consistency from our head coaches? Why can't we have sustained success? You brought in Mike Riley, didn't work. You went back to the good old days, you brought in Scott Frost. Not only did that not work, you pretty much ruined that relationship for the rest of time. It's over. So if I'm Matt Rhule, I'm taking the job, but I need to have some reassurances here. If I go 9-3, if I win 9 games, am I safe? Because that's what Bo Pelini was doing every single year, if not better, and he wasn't safe. Like, that would be the question that I would have. Because the way that it went after he left, not ideal. And you can say, well, they're in the Big Ten now. It's a different conference. Things are different. Things have changed. Okay, well, call whatever you want to call it. But you made a decision to move on from a guy that had success for a sustained period of time. And you went in two other directions, and it didn't work. So that might tell you we gotta trust this thing and we gotta let it build. Now, what happened with Scott Frost is terrible. And you could say, well, he got a buyout and Scott Frost made a bunch of money and he didn't produce, et cetera, et cetera. I'm talking about from the relationship standpoint. And this has happened in a couple of spots this year in college football. Paul Chryst was the other one. Like, Scott Frost is a Nebraska Cornhusker. He's Nebraska. Dude played there. He was a star. That's Nebraska. You brought him in. He recognized before anybody else that the program wasn't where it needed to be. Like, I remember Scott Frost admitting when Nebraska was ranked a couple of years ago, they were all of a sudden, it was week two of the season, and Nebraska was in the top 25. And it really had no business being in the top 25. And somebody asked Scott Frost, they said, hey, you're ranked now. You gotta feel good about that. You're ranked now. And Scott Frost kind of calmed everybody down and said, oh, hold on. We're not there yet. We got some work to do. He knew where the program was before anybody else did. Ultimately, though, he had to be the fall guy. And when you saw the way things shaped up in the game in Ireland against Northwestern earlier this year to open up the season, you knew it was the beginning of the end. It was really the beginning of the end when he had to fire a bunch of assistants last year or during the offseason, but it was the beginning of the end. So I see that stuff shake. It's like Paul Chryst. Paul Chryst had a successful run at Wisconsin. Not only did he play quarterback at Wisconsin, the guy grew up right around the corner from the stadium. He's a Badger through and through. And all that is over. Done. So when I see sort of how these firings go and who gets hired and what directions these programs go, I think, do you realize what you have when you have it, A? And B, do you realize what sort of damage you're doing to those relationships when you walk away from somebody? Now, Matt Rhule doesn't have any ties personally or to the extent that Scott Frost does to Nebraska. But Matt Rhule taking this job, he probably needed some reassurances. You had a guy who was successful here. My resume speaks for itself. I can turn around programs. I've done it in college football. Carolina couldn't get the quarterback figured out. Owner got impatient, had an opportunity to land Deshaun Watson, didn't want to guarantee the last 2 years of his contract, so we went in another direction. But it was stopgap quarterback after stopgap quarterback. It didn't work. Now he goes to Nebraska. I just hope they give him some time to work. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. And you can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. All right, so coming up next, we are going to hand out some awards here. Actually, one award. We're not handing out multiples. Not doing it. We're handing out one award. You get one award, don't get greedy, and it involves two teams who appeared in a Super Bowl not that long ago. We'll have that for you here. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for the great Brian Findlay.
Jonas, thank you so much.
I want some dollar bills.
That is absolutely right. And what a clown who said those words.
DJ Innocent Convict.
DJ Innocent Convict. It's the truth. That was my college radio
name. Never heard of him.
Yeah, exactly. And I wish I forgot about him, too. Hey, anyway, what's happening right now on Fox Television is, as Jonas mentioned, it's number 3 Michigan going up against number 2 Ohio State. And the Wolverines have taken a lead here a few minutes into the third quarter, thanks to J.J. McCarthy's third touchdown pass. Each one of those touchdown passes going for 45 yards or more. So, with lead changes galore here, as of now, at the Horseshoe, the Wolverines are ahead. Meanwhile, another rivalry game is happening involving number 1 Georgia and Georgia Tech. Stetson Bennett has only thrown, the quarterback for the Bulldogs, for about 56 yards. He does have 2 touchdowns, including one here in the third quarter. From 1 yard out on 4th and goal, of course, the 1 yard line, the receiving end of it was Brock Bowers. It is 20-7 Georgia over Georgia Tech. 5:30 left in the third quarter. Now, this is a game also in South Carolina that has a lot of ties to Jonas, who spent time in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're watching this one. And South Carolina is making it respectable.
Jaheim Bell's in the backfield. They'll run it with him straight up the middle and into the end zone. Touchdown, Carolina. Touchdown, Jaheim Bell from 2 yards out.
South Carolina Radio Network, the 7-4 Gamecocks are down 9 against the number 8 Clemson Tigers, 30-21, 4:35 left in the third quarter. Spencer Rattler, 2 interceptions. Meanwhile, as Jonas mentioned, there's been some news around head coaching positions in college, and one of significance, Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin confirming to ESPN that he's signing an extension with the Rebels that bumps his annual pay to $9 million among the top 5 in the SEC now. Auburn is still looking for who's going to be their next head coach. They're on the market for one, and reports are again tying that to Hugh Freeze, who is now the, of course, head football coach at Liberty. And right now, Jonas, seemingly he is mentally checked out of this game because Liberty is getting lambasted by New Mexico State 42-7 at home. So,
by the way, remember when Hugh Freeze was at, why am I blind? Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, yeah.
And I remember he had like that, just that recruiting class, and he found out afterwards, like, oh, yeah. Okay, well, Laquan Treadwell, and you had Robert Kendiche. I remember that story where Kimdiche fell out of a window.
Yes. Okay.
Like,
yes.
He had smoked so much weed. Like, he was on, he had so many left-handed cigarettes that night that he fell out of a window.
Yes.
Like 10 feet up. And everyone's like, how does that happen? I'm like, what do you mean, how's that happen? Like, he's smoking weed from outer space. What do you mean, how's that happen? Come on, man. Next thing you know, the guy thinks he's Martin Sheen off The Departed.
Yeah, exactly. And then let's not forget Laramie Tunsil as well was part of one of Hugh Freeze's recruiting classes. And obviously the gas mask, which Iowa Sam knows a lot about from
Why
his college
days.
Why don't
you just give me a bottle of scotch and a handgun to blow my head off?
Sorry about that. I don't know how that got in there.
Yeah. No. Hey, I'll leave you with this, Jonas, because it's not about me here. Mexico and Argentina, 0-0 in World Cup action into the 34th minute, a game that can be seen on FS1. I know you're watching this one, Jonas, but Tunisia lost to Australia 1-0 after a first half goal. Saudi Arabia scoreless. They don't get it done against Poland, who wins 2-0. And France upstages Denmark 2-1 in World Cup play. Now back to a man who is, you just view him as like, anytime he's on the airwaves, he's like the World Cup happening. It's Jonas Knox.
I mean, this is me, man. You know, I'm like everybody else. You know what's so, God, I don't even want to sit.
Screw it, I'm saying it. You know what's so funny is I've noticed this with politics, soccer, and golf. Every time there's a big event going on, like the election or the Masters or the World Cup, all of a sudden, everybody out of the woodwork is an expert. And everybody knows everything. And hey, I know this, and this is the lineup they should use. Dude, shut up. No, you don't. You haven't been talking about it at all. Stop pretending. It's okay. I love the World Cup. I love these big tournaments in soccer. They're fun. You don't see me bloviating on social media talking about I am disgusted that was not ruled a hand pass or whatever. What are we talking about here? Just enjoy it. It's a fun event. You got people with vuvuzelas the size of canoes sneaking booze into the stadium because they're not allowed to drink. It's fun. Telling you, I love the World Cup. The World Cup's fun. I'm not going to pretend like I'm the expert and I know it all of a sudden. Like, we need to do this. We need to do that. Hey, if we can just beat Iran, we get to... No, who is we? I get it. You're American. You're not playing. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. All right. Just relax, everybody.
Jerkass!
By the way, you can get me on Twitter at TheJonasKnox, at TheJonasKnox on Twitter. So we're going to hand out an award here coming up in a moment, but we got a tailgate first if we're going to hand out an award. And this Fox Sports Radio tailgate is presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at BigGreenEgg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, BigGreenEgg.com. All right. It's time to hand out an award here. This is important stuff. So let's go ahead. Let's get the pageantry started. It's time for the Thank God for Gambling Game of the Week in the NFL. Because if it was not for gambling, you wouldn't give a rip about it.
Broncos and Panthers.
Yeah, congratulations to the Broncos and the Panthers. Listen, it was like 5-6 years ago these two teams played in the Super Bowl. And look how far we've come. For the Carolina Panthers, you didn't actually win that Super Bowl, so you got no trophy or award. But guess what? You are the recipient of the Thank God for Gambling Game of the Week in the NFL in Week 12 of the 2022 season. Bravo to everybody involved. I mean, this is a 1 p.m. Eastern time kickoff on Fox, by the way. Yeah, I mean, listen, you're going to have fantasy football implications. You're going to be betting a little bit on this game. But again, let's be honest here. If not for the wagering, you wouldn't be giving a rip about it. And you know what's so amazing about this, too? If we're going to be truthful, this is the last opportunity for a win for the Denver Broncos this season. I mean, think about it. So they're at Carolina. They're a slight favorite in this game. And then to finish up the season, they're going to be at the Ravens. They've got the Chiefs and the Cardinals. They're going to be at the Rams. They're going to be at the Chiefs again. And then they've got the Chargers to finish up the season. So let's just call it what it is. The Denver Broncos are staring a 4-13 season square in the eyes. Russell Wilson has 12 bathrooms in his house and 3 wins on the season. So the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers, congratulations once again. You are the Week 12 recipient of the Thank God for Gambling Game of the Week. Your former coach is now a college coach. And for the Denver Broncos, your quarterback is a shell of himself. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter at TheJonasKnox, at TheJonasKnox on Twitter, and you can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, though, it is time for some positivity on this show. It's time for another edition of Do You Care? And It's Yours right here on FSR.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to this show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app as we come to you live here from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up top of next hour, we'll call it about 15 minutes from now. We're going to have the Week 12 edition of Knox Locks. Back-to-back winning weeks. Looking to break 500 for the first time in a long time. Really, one of the games that I had last week, I totally misjudged, absolutely misjudged, and I don't know what I was thinking, but we'll have that, we'll get into that for you a little bit here. Very frustrating. Again, about 15 minutes from now on FSR. If you were wondering the update on the game of the day in the world of college football, well, it's rivalry weekend, so there's a lot of games of the day, I guess. But it is the Michigan Wolverines with a 24-20 lead over Ohio State, as Brian Finley mentioned earlier. Look, Michigan can't run the football. They've got 35 yards on the ground. That was really the key to their success last year. That and Aiden Hutchinson got after C.J. Stroud. But Michigan ran for almost 300 yards last year. They've got 35 yards on the ground, but it's J.J. McCarthy through the air, and they're picking apart that secondary. They've got three touchdowns over 45 yards. So this was not what anybody expected, that J.J. McCarthy was going to out-duel C.J. Stroud. Nobody saw this. Blake Corum is a non-factor in this game. He's suited up. He's got a knee brace on, but you got the feeling he was sort of out there in spirit to kind of give Ohio State maybe something more to look at. But he hasn't touched the ball since very early in this game. So it is Michigan with a 24-20 lead at the Horseshoe, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter on Fox. We will keep you updated on that throughout the course of the show. But right now it is time for something we do on the show every single week, and it's called this.
There are so many stories in the world of sports, and most of them are a complete waste of time.
TMZ reports.
Now,
let's get kinky.
Here's some of the big stories from the last week. But Jonas, the real question is, do you care?
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer making his debut here on the show. It's Ethan Miller. Ethan, what's happening, man?
Stoked to be here with you. Stoked to be here. I hear you're a legend here, so it's great to
not
be here.
Not true. Yeah, that's a lie. That's people. Listen, we have a lot of really great liars here at Fox Sports Radio behind the scenes, and they are all lying. I'm a pain in the ass. Ask Sam. I'm a borderline tyrant here.
Sam, that's the truth.
Yeah, that's the truth.
You know, everybody says great things about you. But anyways, I'll just keep it rolling. Here we go. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. The National Dog Show Championship was won by L.A. Chargers DN Bulldog Morgan Fox. Jonas, do you care?
No, I don't care. Listen, I don't understand. I really don't understand these dog show competitions. I had a dog. His name was Hog. He was a bull mastiff. He was 180 pounds. You want to know why I didn't enter him into any dog shows? Because he couldn't stop drooling on people. He slobbered everywhere. He smelled half the time. If anybody got near me in a threatening manner, he would jump all over him. I had a buddy who was terrified of dogs, absolutely terrified of dogs, because he broke up a dog fight when he was younger and they turned on him. And he was kind of, we were messing around a little bit and he kind of pushed me. And my dog freaked out and jumped all over him, grabbed him by the hips and brought him to the ground like he was in some judo tournament. So that's the dog I care about. All these other dogs winning awards and being spoiled so their owners can kind of show off their goods like they're some sort of prize. Not interested. Next.
All right. So Deion Sanders was offered the University of Colorado coaching job. Do you care?
Okay. I actually do about this.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of doubters on Deion Sanders, and the one thing that I would say is, it's not always about X's and O's. Ask Ed Orgeron. Ed Orgeron was never known to be an X's and O's guy, but he was always known to be a rock star recruiter. And so when he was at LSU, he put together a recruiting class that was one of the best teams, whether it was Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow and Justin Jefferson, like all those guys. You go back to that LSU team from a couple of years ago that Ed Orgeron won a title with. All of those guys were recruited there because of Ed Orgeron's ability to get guys to want to play for him and go to that school. If Deion Sanders can continue to recruit and build and add on to those relationships that he's put together, whether it's with his camps, whether it's at Jackson State, whatever, if he can continue to do that at Colorado, all of a sudden, that's a really appetizing spot for somebody to want to go to and want to play for. I just think he's going to have more offers out there, and now he's got to decide. Next!
All right, in honor of Sam, I'll do it quick. Nebraska beat Iowa 24-17 yesterday. Do you care?
Yeah, I absolutely do. This is important for college football. It's important because I think what we've clearly identified is Iowa. That there's one team in Iowa that matters, and it's the Iowa Cubs. All right, and that is the only team that matters. The Iowa Hawkeyes are borderline irrelevant at this point. Iowa State, who the hell knows? Although I do prefer Iowa State to Iowa. That's just a personal preference here. It has nothing to do with anybody here on the show. But yeah, this is important. Anytime.
You.
And I do want to congratulate. Iowa did score 17 points. So that also is important in this
Iowa
matchup. Next.
Iowa.
All right. LeBron James returned to the Lakers last night, and they actually won. Jonas, do you care?
No, I don't care.
I don't care!
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people trying to sell you on hope when it comes to the Lakers. They're not good, and they're not going to be good. And that's just a fact. At this point, it's all about chasing records for LeBron, and he wants to play with his son. And that's fine. He's got the titles. But Laker fans and these ball washers that stroll around Southern California, like anybody it gives a rip on a national scale about the Lakers like the way they think they do, it's nauseating. Next!
Okay, this is good. Back to the World Cup. The Saudis beat Argentina 2-1 this week in the World Cup, and they all got Rolls Royces for doing it. Do you care?
Yes.
Hey, I love it here.
I'm in a World Cup pool. I got screwed. My picks are Ghana, Poland, Portugal, which isn't bad. And I got Saudi Arabia. I thought I was dead in the water. And then all of a sudden, they pull off this upset. It got me some points I didn't actually expect to get. So yeah, I was all about this. And they're getting Rolls Royces. And I think they're like 500 grand, aren't they? These are like expensive cars. I don't know. My car is like almost 20 years old. So what the hell do I know? Next.
All right. Kevin Durant said it would be cool to see LeBron make history beating Kareem in the most points of all time in the NBA. Do you care?
No, I don't care about this. Listen, like I said, chase the record. All right, we get to watch him break the record. Who knows? Maybe it'll be like Drew Brees when Drew Brees won that set that passing record, and they gave him like a sheet of notebook paper with like the passing yardage total on it. It was just ridiculous on Monday Night Football. But whatever. Congratulations, and now we move on. Next.
Yeah, sorry to give you two LeBron today. That was a
violation.
That's
all right. Listen, that's all right.
New guy thing. All right, multi-billionaire Elon Musk says he's supporting Ron DeSantis over Donald Trump for president. Do you care, Jonas?
No, I don't care about this.
Don't give up.
Anybody that listens to this show knows I stay away from politics. I have no idea what the hell's going on. It's too divisive.
It's
We're here to talk about sports. When everybody got wrapped up a couple of years ago, you never heard us talk about politics on this show.
This was locker room talk.
It doesn't make any sense. People turn on sports talk radio. They want to hear about sports, not politics. If I'm looking for booze, I don't go in the cat litter aisle, do I?
Too fast, too furious.
So we're looking to make it three in a row in Knox Locks. We'll have the latest edition coming up here just a couple of moments from now. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Saturday afternoon. It is a holiday weekend still. We appreciate you doing so. We'll take you all the way up until the end of the hour, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 o'clock Pacific, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So the big game of the day, as we've been updating you on, is the game in Columbus between Ohio State and Michigan. Michigan's got a 24-20 lead over the Buckeyes early on in the fourth quarter in this game, and it has not gone the way anybody thought it was going to go, where you've got J.J. McCarthy, who's actually out throwing C.J. Stroud. In this game, he's got three touchdown passes, and now Michigan's on a deep drive here. Blake Corum is basically a non-factor in this game. He's suited up. He had the knee brace on. He's ran the ball twice for 6 yards, and that was a long time ago. So he's there in spirit, but nowhere close to the guy who a lot of people thought was a Heisman Trophy, a legit Heisman Trophy candidate. And so now Michigan's got the football deep in Ohio State territory. And this is a huge play for Michigan. I mean, you got to remember what happened last year in Columbus. Everybody thought was a one-off, because it was. Jim Harbaugh had never beaten Ohio State at that point. And everybody thought, okay, this is the one year they got him. The defense, you know, the offensive line for Ohio State got manhandled. Michigan ran the football. They basically won the game in the trenches. Aiden Hutchinson, I think, had like 12 pressures or something crazy like that on C.J. Stroud. And Michigan ran the ball and dominated on the ground. They ran for over 300 yards or close to 300 yards in that game. And so everybody assumed, oh, it's a revenge. This is all about revenge. Just like they assumed, hey, Nick Saban, when he sees Texas A&M, it's going to be revenge. And all of a sudden, that game went down to the wire. And so now you've got this situation where Michigan's got an opportunity to tack on to the lead up 24-20 early in the fourth quarter. And they've got a third down in the red zone of Ohio State. It's a third and long. If Michigan goes up further here and they start to believe, now you've got a bunch of Ohio State fans who were looking for revenge themselves this year, thinking there was no way, no possible way, especially with Blake Corum banged up, that we're going to let this one get away from us. They've been hearing for a year from Michigan fans. They've been hearing for a long time from Michigan fans who didn't have anything to say for years and years and years. And so now they're looking for their opportunity to get a little bit of revenge, and now we've got a penalty in the end zone. And it looks like it's going to be a pass interference on Ohio State, which is going to give Michigan a first down in the red zone. So this game has gone a lot differently than a lot of people thought. And Ohio State got out to a fast start. They went down the field. They scored. And you thought, all right, more healthy team, more complete team. This is going to be an Ohio State game through and through, and it has not panned out that way whatsoever. So we will keep you updated again throughout the course of this game. Early fourth quarter, Michigan's got a first down in the red zone of Ohio State, and they are looking to tack on to a 24-20 lead at the Horseshoe in Columbus. Jonas Knox here, Fox Sports Radio. By the way, I do want to say this. Like, you watched UCLA-USC last year, or last week rather, and that was a fun game, and it was high scoring and all that, and it was like, yeah, but there's just something missing. And it's not that they're not good teams. USC's got an opportunity to go to the playoff. So it's not like they're not good teams. UCLA's a ranked team. Chip Kelly's turned around that program. Like, those are good football teams. And that was a fun game, a really fun game to watch. But it did. There was just something missing. And you could feel it. It was palpable. The Rose Bowl was sold out. Everyone's like, oh, they can't draw a crowd there. Nobody wants to go to UCLA games. Okay, well, it was sold out. But there was still something missing. And that something that was missing was the fact that it wasn't played in other parts of the country. I'm not trying to knock Southern California. I'm born and raised in Southern California. But facts are facts. When you've seen college football in other parts of the country, it just feels different. Like, for example, South Carolina and Clemson are playing right now. Surprisingly, South Carolina's got a 31-30 lead at Clemson. Fourth quarter, under 10 minutes to go. Like, I can recall noticing a clear difference between going to a South Carolina-Clemson game and going to a USC game. Now, some would argue in the South that the real USC is the University of South Carolina. Now, some would argue that. And I might be one of those people that makes that point. But USC's always had a better team. But I can remember my first college game I ever attended. I went to a bunch of junior college games. But like first college football, Division I college football game I ever attended was USC-Washington. And then the next game I attended in college football was South Carolina Clemson. Not even close. Not even on the same level at all. And South Carolina Clemson doesn't get talked about as one of the great rivalry games in college football. Like, you'll hear about the game, Michigan-Ohio State. You'll hear about the Iron Bowl, Alabama-Auburn, the Cy-Hawk Bowl. You'll hear Iowa-Iowa State. We talk about it. Like Clemson-South Carolina doesn't get a lot of the shine that a lot of those other rivalries get. And that's fair. But I can tell you, as somebody who had boots on the ground at one of those and college football in Southern California, I can tell you there's a reason why. It's not like SEC country or ACC country or Big Ten country. It's not like they're speaking out of turn when they say it's different here. Because it is. That's what's so fun about UCLA and USC going to the Big Ten. I think there's going to be a lot of UCLA, USC fans who think they've been to real college football games who are going to go travel and go see those schools in the Big Ten and go, oh, yeah, we're not, yeah, this is different here. Like, everything we've been hearing about is real. They care more. They do it different. Like, there's no, hey, let's go to the beach. That doesn't exist in some of these places. So they go to college football games. They tailgate for hours. They party afterwards. Saturdays are the big deal. Like, that's the big deal in town. And I'm fascinated to see what kind of impact that has on recruiting and just those fan bases when they travel to go see some of these big-time games when UCLA and USC enters into the Big Ten here in the next couple of years. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. By the way, quick update from the Horseshoe. J.J. McCarthy, a touchdown run for the Wolverines. And number three, Michigan, has a 31-20 lead over number two, Ohio State, at the Horseshoe under fourth quarter, about 13 minutes left to go. So early on in the fourth quarter, but about 13 minutes to go there. And again, we'll have you updated on that throughout the course of the show if any other big events happen in that game. All right, right now we're going to get to some Knox Locks. Do want to quickly update everybody on last week's performance. I mean, again, you know, we're looking at another 2-1 week. All right, I'm a game under 500. Not ideal. Not proud of it. Okay, also wasn't proud of the fact that I had the Giants over the Lions last week. I thought the Giants minus three was stealing money. Unfortunately, I was dead wrong. Now the Giants have lost two in a row. That was an egregious pick on my end, so I want to apologize for anybody that actually followed me into that dark world, which was the Giants at home favorites against the Detroit Lions. But we did like the Raiders against the Broncos on the road in Denver. We did like that, won that in overtime. And also, Cowboys at the Vikings. Everyone was wondering, why is Dallas a 1.5-point favorite in this game? Why is Dallas favorite at Minnesota after Minnesota just beat Buffalo on the road? Well, you saw why. Bad matchup. Minnesota, they got the bad taste out of their mouth. They took care of the Patriots on Thanksgiving, but we go back to last Sunday. That's another win for Knox Locks. 2-1 last week, 15-16-2 overall. And with that being said, it's time.
Hey, lock it. Let's lock in.
And now, Knox Lock. Bears and Jets.
I'm taking the Bears here. The New York Jets are a 7-point favorite at home. I will gladly take those 7 points. Now, we're going to get further into the discussion about Zach Wilson and Mike White and Joe Flacco and Robert Saleh and all that, but let's be honest here. It's not like the Jets are benching Zach Wilson and bringing back Peyton Manning or Tom Brady in their prime. There's a reason why Mike White's a backup quarterback. Okay, like so this idea that all of a sudden the Jets have found themselves. Now, they're a good football team. They've got a good defense. There's some questions, obviously, about Justin Fields' health. I'd like to know for sure whether or not he's going to play to feel even more comfortable with this pick. But I just don't buy into the Jets. All of a sudden, they've figured out that they've got something here, and they're going to roll out a new quarterback, and Zach Wilson's going to sit. I think there's a lot of drama on that team. There's a lot going on. I also don't like this many points. I love the defense. I don't like this many points, though. I'll take the Bears getting 7 points on the road. By the way, one Eastern time kick on Fox.
Broncos at Panthers.
Right, I talked about it earlier in the show. This was the award for the Thank God for Gambling Game of the Week in the NFL, and guess what? We're gambling, baby. I will take the Denver Broncos in this game. At some point, if you're the Denver Broncos, you got to look like some version of what anybody thought you were going to be before the year. Okay, at some point, you're a 1-point favorite. All we're asking you to do is beat the Carolina Panthers. They're rolling out Sam Darnold 1 week, then it's PJ Walker on one leg the next, then it's Baker Mayfield. It's a revolving door, a quarterback carousel in Carolina. At some point, the Denver Broncos got to show up, and they got to put something together on offense. The defense has been spectacular all year. The offense, not so much. I will bite the bullet here. I gave it an award last hour. It's the Thank God for Gambling Game of the Week, and we're gambling on it. I like the Denver Broncos -1.
Rams at Chiefs.
Can you believe how bad the LA Rams? Well, listen, if you've been watching the LA Rams, of course you can believe how bad they are. I mean, this is a brutal football team to watch. But the LA Rams are 15-point favorites on the road. They just won a Super Bowl. They're 15-point favorites on the road against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, there's a willing participant in this. It's called the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think people are starting to realize when everybody panicked that Tyreek Hill was leaving and what's going to happen now, and we'll see Patrick Mahomes without his best, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Well, you're seeing what's happening. He's a generational talent. He's a superstar. And I will gladly take the combination, and I said it at the time, of Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes over Tua Tagovailoa and Tyreek Hill. And both, I like both combinations. I'm as big a Tua fan as anybody. I'm not part of Tuanon or whatever they call it. Okay, a big fan of Tua, but let's be honest here. Patrick Mahomes is the real deal. He's proven it every single year of his NFL career. All that guy knows is AFC title games and Super Bowls. That's it. That's all he knows. And so I'm looking at the Kansas City Chiefs, 15-point favorites at home against the defending Super Bowl champions. You're not supposed to ever, ever lay that many points. Always take anybody getting that many points at kickoff, but I'm going the opposite direction. I like Kansas City in this game, minus the points. The Rams are all banged up. Their season is done. They know it. Give me KC at home. And that is your Week 12 edition of Knox Locks. I got to get above 500, man. It's got to happen. I think this is the week. I'm a game under right now. I think another 2-1 performance. I've done it 2 weeks in a row. That'll put me above 500 for the first time in a long time, and then we're rolling. A lot of you haters out there doubting I was going to return it around and actually become somewhat of a decent gambler on these games this year. And for those of you that have been fading me, congratulations. You're plus money so far this year. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter, and you can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. All right, so coming up, we have got ourselves some historically bad football. Historically bad football, but from a really good team. We'll tell you who they are. That's next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to this show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app as we bring it to you live here from the TireRack.com studios. Michigan, Ohio State, at the Horseshoe. And a surprise, probably to most anybody who was looking at this game, with a banged-up Blake Corum, Michigan's got a 31-20 lead over Ohio State. 9.5 minutes to go in the game. They're now attempting a 57-yard field goal, and it is no good. So Ohio State's going to get good field position back. It was just wide left. Moody's been lights out for Michigan the past couple of weeks. And so wide left on a 57-yard try for Michigan. Ohio State's going to get good field position. So this could be a key moment in this game. But Ohio State's got to put something together, because they are trailing 31-20. And actually, that kick was short and left. So we'll go ahead and disregard what I just said. The kick was short and left, not even anywhere close. And so so Michigan still holding on to a 31-20 lead at Ohio State again. 9 minutes and change left to go in that game at the Horseshoe. All right, so we are going to, in about 10 minutes from now, talk about somebody in the NFL making somebody else look bad. All right, so somebody in the NFL is going to make somebody else look bad. It's taking center stage tomorrow in the National Football League, so we'll have that for you again 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. So this was part of my Knox Locks, and I wanted to spend a little bit more time on it, because I wanted you to just really take in how bad the LA Rams are. They are an awful football team. So the Rams are at the Chiefs. We mentioned this a few minutes ago. 4:25 Eastern time kickoff on Fox coming up tomorrow. And the Rams are a 15 to 15.5 point underdog, depending on where you shop around for it. And so you can obviously point to the Kansas City Chiefs rolling, firing on all cylinders. Patrick Mahomes looks like possibly the MVP of the league again. Travis Kelce making his case to be one of the great tight ends we've ever seen in this league. Like, you can point to all of that stuff. But let's just go ahead and focus on the Rams. They are an atrocious football team. And in fact, they're going to be the first Super Bowl winner to not make the playoffs the very next season since the Denver Broncos back in 2016. I will say it right now. This is the worst Super Bowl hangover we've ever seen in the NFL. Normally that goes to the team that loses the Super Bowl, but you're looking at the Cincinnati Bengals, and Cincinnati, to me, is going to be one of the scariest wild card teams in the playoffs. I think they're making the playoffs. I think they'll be a wild card team. I think Baltimore is going to win the division. I think Cincinnati gets in as a wild card. But Cincinnati is a dangerous wild card team, because all of a sudden they got a bunch of experience. They've got a bunch of big game experience last year. You can argue they should have won that Super Bowl against the Rams. They were in it. Make a couple of plays. Aaron Donald doesn't get loose like he did in the fourth quarter. And next thing you know, Cincinnati's the Super Bowl champion. But Cincinnati's going to get into the postseason as a wild card team, and there's going to be nobody that wants any part of them. The Rams, they're a borderline bye week now. They're awful. Worst Super Bowl hangover we've ever seen. And here's the thing. We probably should have seen it coming. I'm not trying to do hindsight 2020, because I looked at my picks before the season, before the show started, just to make sure. And I had the Rams as a wild card team. Now, I also had Arizona winning the NFC West. Not a great look. Clearly, I misread that one. But the Rams, I thought, okay, they're going to be a playoff team because they're a Super Bowl champion. They're bringing everybody back. Matt Stafford got paid. Cooper Kupp's back. Aaron Donald got paid. Jalen Ramsey's still there. I love the Allen Robinson signing. You lose OBJ. He's not healthy. You bring in Allen Robinson. That was a guy who had great years with Mitch Trubisky throwing to him. Anybody who knows the NFL knows Allen Robinson's one of the under-the-radar great wide receivers in the NFL. I love the signing. None of it worked. None of it. Sean Payton was talking about wanting to be get into broadcasting and walk away from coaching early, decides to come back. None of it worked. We got a glimpse of it week one against Buffalo, and we thought, okay, they raised the banner, they're celebrating it. We see this in the NBA all the time. Team wins a championship, they raise the banner on opening night, and all of a sudden they come out flat, there's an adrenaline dump, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We see it all the time. You chalk that one up on Monday, on Thursday Night Football to open the season against Buffalo, and you said, Buffalo's a great team. The Rams, you know, maybe a little bit of an adrenaline dump. And maybe that's why that game went the way it went. No, 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 no. That game went the way it went because the Rams are terrible. They're terrible. But we should have seen it coming. I mean, think about it like this. They celebrate a Super Bowl. They throw this Super Bowl parade. And there's like not a lot of people there. Like even the way the parade, like the parade route, the way it was designed, nobody could figure it out. Why are we celebrating a Super Bowl in front of the stadium that we used to play at? Why wouldn't you just go do it in front of SoFi? And then you got a bunch of local LA politicians speaking at the Rams championship parade, and they're wearing St. Louis Rams jerseys. I'm not making that up. You can go look. They're wearing St. Louis Rams jerseys. Like, That's a city the owner had to give back like $700 million to because he burned them so bad. And the politicians show up in St. Louis Rams jerseys. like you can't even, they couldn't even get a picture taken without somebody falling off the stage. It was a disaster. Sean McVay's vaping. Petros Papadakis gives him the greatest nickname of all time, Sean McVape. They're pounding tequila. You got video of Matt Stafford jumping in his pool when he gets home because he's so bombed. Like, imagine that. Matt Stafford's so hammered, he's got to jump in his swimming pool in February when he gets home just to sober up. What are you, Ike Clanton off Tombstone? Oh. You gotta dunk your head in water so you can meet up with Wyatt Earp. Like, what? The whole thing was a mess. We should have seen it coming. All of us. I'm included. I should have seen it happening. They were doomed from the start. You rolled that out to celebrate a Super Bowl, and you expected to come back even stronger than ever? I'm almost positive. I don't know this off the top of my head, but it happens at every parade. I'll bet you somebody said something along the lines of, we're going to run it back, or repeat champs. I guarantee you could find that somewhere. Repeat champs my ass. You can't even get somebody to take a Polaroid without doing a swan dive off the stage. What are we talking about here? Jesus. All right. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. And you can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. All right. So coming up next, we are going to look at a situation in the NFL in which one player is making another player look really, really bad. It's yours right here on FSR. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, ladies and gentlemen, this band has an update on the game of the hour in Columbus. It's the one and only Brian Fenley.
Jonas Knox, I don't know how I can repay you for the wonderful
wonderful lead-in. And yes, it is the big game. It's number 3 Michigan leading 31-23 against number 2 Ohio State. The Buckeyes just made a 27-yard field goal. They had a 3rd and 4 where they had a touchdown pass from C.J. Stroud broken up in the end zone. So they settle for 3. There's 7:23 left in this game, which certainly has a lot on the line when you think about the college football playoff and that coming in the next few weeks. As far as number 1, Georgia seemingly solidifying their spot in the Final Four, and after some early struggles against Georgia Tech, it has been all Bulldogs, 37-14 now, inside 2 minutes to go in that ball game. South Carolina got a 35-yard field goal from Mitch Jeter. That's the only scoring in the fourth quarter here, and the Gamecocks, Shane Beamer's Gamecocks, 7-4 on the year, leading number 8 Clemson 31-30, 2:34 left in the fourth quarter, and so an upset potentially brewing there. Meantime, we did have some nuggets involving coaches and in where they're headed or where they're not headed, and according to ESPN, Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin is going to be signing that extension with the Rebels, and that's going to bump up his annual pay to about $9 million, which is going to put him amongst the top 5 most lucrative paid coaches in the SEC right now. Don't forget that coming up in just a matter of minutes now, a humongous game in the Pac-12, number 21 Oregon State taking on number 9 Oregon. And earlier in the day, Corvallis, where they're hosting this game, the power went out, and they have restored power at Research Stadium where they're playing, but you feel like maybe that was a Duck fan trying to mess things up there, or maybe it wasn't. Jonas, you never know.
By the, remember, do they still call that Civil War, or is that not allowed?
I guess that's not allowed. Yeah.
Well, I remember like previewing that game back in the day. They would always play Guns N' Roses' Civil War. Anybody that's ever heard that song by Guns N' Roses. Sam probably hasn't heard it because he's too busy playing awful music from Iowa or something like that. But good
guitar solos in Civil War.
Yeah, some ska band from Cedar Rapids. He's got a pipe through the airwaves here for some reason.
That's it.
But The point being, so they used to call that Civil War, so they don't call that anymore, I'm assuming.
They don't, but there are a lot of purists and traditionalists that will still say that on social media. But if you follow the media peeps and anybody that's in the television broadcast, they're not going to mention it for the history of what that means in our
tell
country.
Me about it. I can't watch the movie Major League. It makes me sick to see those jerseys in the movie Major League. It's gross.
Jonas, should we go through all the band rivalry game names?
Ooh.
Let's go. Red River Shootout, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
By the way, can I
Civil
tell you?
War.
So Red River Shootout, that's also the Red River rivalry, correct?
Well, now it's called that, but it used to be called the Red River Shootout.
I have a theory on that. You want to know why they call it the Red River Shootout?
Go ahead.
Because nobody could say Red River Rivalry
it's pretty
fast
tough.
Enough.
Yeah, it's
enough
a tongue twister.
And here's how I know that, because I tried to do that when I was working in Charleston. They would have me preview some of the rivalry games, and I couldn't get that one in. I could not for the life of me say Red River Rivalry. I couldn't do it. I could do it once, but I couldn't do it more than once. By the way, we have ourselves a touchdown. Is that Donovan Edwards on the long touchdown run? I believe it's Donovan Edwards on a long touchdown run for Michigan. We'll give you the details on that. But Michigan is now up 37-23 over Ohio State. So we're looking at that's a 65-yard touchdown run for Donovan Edwards at the horseshoe. Wow.
This is a route now.
This
has become a route.
This is shocking. Extra point pending. With 7:11 left to go in the game, they're at Columbus, and it is good, 38-23. Finley,
yes,
but you cover college football. Did anybody see this happening anywhere?
Nobody saw this happening, and you know how boisterous and haughty those Ohio State fans can be. There was no doubt in their minds, and they look at the long-term success of recent times that they've had against Michigan, and it's, I don't know, Jonas, I feel more enjoyment from seeing some get a little bit of humility thrown their way, with how boastful those Ohio State fans can be sometimes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It is. Thank you. Dan Beyer chiming in here.
Wow,
it's good to have Dan Beyer with us here on Fox Sports Radio. Dan, what else you got for us? That's not that funny. He's laughing at you, Finley. Can you believe that? That's like that's like one of your mentors in radio, and he's laughing at you.
No,
like
thanks.
That.
I'm good.
Come on, Dan.
The blunt on this one.
Oh, Jesus. Now he's talking weed.
Yeah.
How about Dan Beyer with a left-handed cigarette?
Oh, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Hey, I'll leave you with this, Jonas. Argentina is on the board. Lionel Messi in the 64th minute has scored a goal. So Argentina and Mexico. Yes. Group C play into the 76th minute. Now it's 1-0 Argentina. Back to a man who wears cleats, even though he's not playing soccer.
They're called boots, Fenley.
By the way.
And your jersey's called a kit.
Boy, that's good news for me if Mexico loses. Now I got to deal with a pissed off wife the rest of the day. I'm telling you, man.
You boys like Mexico?
Yeah! Mexico doesn't win that game. I'm going to get home. She's going to throw a crucifix at me. You don't know what it's like getting sprayed in the eyes with holy water. You got no idea. Mexico loses on penalty kicks. I get squirted in the eyes with holy water.
Well, this guy's always on top.
Thank you, Andy.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
Andre the Giant and Andy Furman joining us here simultaneously. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. By the way, we're going to have another edition of The Scraps here, and we'll call it about 10 minutes from now on FSR, so make sure you stick around for that here from the TireRack.com studios. And by the way, welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at BigGreenEgg.com. That's BigGreenEgg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, BigGreenEgg.com. So let's just go ahead and discuss this here quickly. Because nobody likes this feeling. Nobody likes it. You ever stayed out late partying one night? I mean, like real late. And then you got to do the walk of shame. Like the walk of shame's bad enough. Right. Or sometimes like you got to wake up at like, or you're still out till 4 o'clock, or you got to wake up at like 6 a.m. and you're still in your same clothes. Like, you know, just like there's this window where it's no longer appropriate to be out from the night before. Anything past 3 a.m. it's a problem. But there's this window, I'm going to say 3 to 7 a.m., this 3 to 7 a.m. window, where if you're still getting back from the previous night, it's not going well for you. And here's what makes it worse. When you see somebody who's doing the exact opposite, it's a terrible feeling. Like, imagine that. It's like 3:45, 4 in the morning. You've been drinking all night. You smell terrible. You thought you could fix things because you went to the bathroom and that guy was standing there like squirting soap in your hands. He's got like a bunch of cheap cologne, some deodorant, and like a Mentos. You pop a Mentos in, try and fix your breath, spray some of the cheap cologne on. It's like Preferred Stock or Stetson or something else you got from the 99-cent store. And you figure, well, that's going to fix everything. You throw some water in your hair and you decide, I'm going to make my way home now. You're cruising along. You already feel bad enough. And you look and there's some guy walking out of a gym. How bad do you feel? You feel like such a loser. What a low-life, degenerate, flunky drunk. 4 in the morning. You've got Preferred Stock on and a Mentos in your mouth. And this guy's walking out of a gym with a nice sweat. Just did shoulders. You can see the definition of his deltoids popping out. Gym bag in hand. He's drinking a protein shake and he gives you a look like, have fun, buddy. You're Zach Wilson. And that guy's Justin Fields. How's that feel? Huh? Zach Wilson, same draft class, picked ahead of Justin Fields. Pissed off his team so much, they benched him, made him inactive. Robert Saleh trying to sell you on, well, it had nothing to do with his post-game comments. Oh, no? Even Zach Wilson's dad called him up and said, what are you doing? Meanwhile, Justin Fields is apologizing to his defense because they didn't put together enough of an offensive performance to get him a win in Atlanta with torn ligaments in his shoulder. And guess what? Justin Fields is still pushing to play tomorrow at the Jets. You talk about the worst feeling in the world. Zach Wilson leaving the bar with cheap cologne on and a Mentos in his mouth, and Justin Fields walking out of the gym right next door. And trust me, I've been both. I've been Zach Wilson in that scenario, and I've been Justin Fields. There is nothing worse than being Zach Wilson, I can assure you. And that's what we get on display. Bears at Jets coming up tomorrow at 1 Eastern time. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app, and you can get me on Twitter at TheJonasKnox, at TheJonasKnox on Twitter. And coming up next, we've got ourselves the scraps, and we've also got a major update from the game of the day in college football. It's yours right here on FSR. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Make sure you stick around. A little over 10 minutes from now, it'll be Steve Hartman and Ephraim Salam. They'll be taking over the airwaves here on FSR, and they have got a lot to discuss. Here is the situation around the world of college football. First of all, the South Carolina Gamecocks get it done, baby. South Carolina gets it done in the Palmetto Bowl. They beat Clemson 31-30. That's a major upset there between those two schools. It's been a long time since South Carolina has won that rivalry game. And then the game itself, Michigan has a 45-23 lead over Ohio State with a little over 2 minutes left to go in the game. And it has been one big play after another for the Michigan Wolverines. They went up early on in the second half. J.J. McCarthy with another touchdown pass. He had three touchdown passes over 45 yards, or at least 45 yards. With a 24-20 lead, they tacked on another touchdown. That was a short run from J.J. McCarthy. Ohio State went down with an opportunity to score, a missed opportunity. They settled for a field goal. And since then, Donovan Edwards has touchdown runs of 75 yards and 85 yards. And the Michigan Wolverines are looking to put on the finishing touches on a major upset. And you could say, look, well, the point spread wouldn't say it's that big of an upset. There's not a lot of people who thought Michigan, with Blake Corum banged up, had any chance in this game. Not a lot of people thought they had any chance whatsoever. And C.J. Stroud has just been intercepted yet again. Michigan with the football, and they are going to polish off Ohio State here, up 22 with a minute 48 to go there at the Horseshoe in Columbus. Good God, this is a massive, massive win for Jim Harbaugh. By the way, Jim Harbaugh, now I'm curious to see how this is going to go, the handshake afterwards, but Jim Harbaugh is actually kind enough to join us here on Fox Sports Radio. Coach, congratulations. I mean, there's still time left in the game, but if you could, you know, just kind of sum up what the mood is like there at the Horseshoe in Columbus, what would you say it is?
You smell that? Smells like someone died.
I mean, that's just unnecessary. I don't know why Coach has got to go that direction. I mean, can't he be humble, be a little bit, have a little bit more class? A little sportsmanship will go a long way, Coach. But this is a huge win for Michigan. And that'll make two in a row over Ohio State. So all that conversation, when I got buried, I was called the Jim Harbaugh washer because how many times I defended Jim Harbaugh and said, they're in the right direction. They're headed in the right direction. And here they are about to go 12-0, two straight wins in the game over Ohio State. And this one is a blowout, an absolute blowout. And now Ohio State's going to need a bunch of help to try and get into the college football playoff if it's even possible at this point. Had they lost close, I would get it. But this game has not been competitive whatsoever in the second half. All right, with that being said, by the way, if you missed any of this show, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com after we go off the air. I will post that as well, too. Right now, though, it's time for this.
Jonas.
You moron.
How could you not get to these stories?
You moron.
These are the scraps.
All right, Ethan, what do we got? Let's put a bow on this bad boy.
Here we go. Rapper Action Bronson told TMZ that he's ready for his wrestling career. He said, coming off the airplane. I'm an old man, bro. I'm an old man, but I still got some athleticism in me. 7 more years. If I play my car right, I'm telling you, I'll be playing.
By the way, I've seen a little bit of his wrestling. He's actually not bad. I mean, he's not anywhere close to Logan Paul. Logan Paul, some people were calling the best three-match wrestler in the history of professional wrestling because of how good he was in his debut and how good he's been since. But I've seen a little bit of Action Bronson. He's not bad. He's athletic. A lot of people look at him and go, well, you know, his physique. No. The guy's got some skills. So good. And listen, that's not a bad gig. You make a couple of appearances. I think Logan Paul was getting like $1 million a match from WWE.
They make good
money.
I actually looked it up. I mean, most salaries, the lower end guys are making like $250. And I looked up some highlights. This guy's body slamming people. He's no joke. He's no joke. 100%. I mean, we'll see.
And also, like a lot of those guys, I don't know if this would apply to Action Bronson, but a lot of those guys also get a chunk of their merchandise sales. So they get all that as well, too. But no, good for him. Make a little bit of cash if you can on the side.
All right, so we're going to go to Oklahoma. All right, an Oklahoma man killed his fishing partner over Bigfoot fears. His name is Larry Sanders, 53, murdered his friend Jimmy Knighton when he said Bigfoot was coming to get him and he had to sacrifice Mr. Knighton. Sanders killed Jimmy out on the river on his fishing boat. Now, where are we?
It's not funny.
Like,
okay,
what's going on?
But I would assume that there's probably other ways to deny a murder. You know? Why Bigfoot? This is what I'd love to know. What didn't make the cut? All right? Since Bigfoot was the winner, like, what didn't make the cut? Loch Ness? Like, wouldn't Loch Ness make more sense? I mean, they're out on the river. You could say, oh, my God, I thought that was in Scotland. But here we are, and it's this giant lizard, which is actually some guy with, like, a hand puppet on, and he grabs this guy out of the boat. I just want to know, what was on the cutting room floor that Bigfoot was the elite choice in this spot?
Jonas, son of a bitch.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.